NGO, over 60,000 displaced in Syrian Kurdistan by Turkish invasion. By BenQ on October 11, 2019. Over 60,000 civilians in northern Syria have been displaced during the first 36 hours of Turkey's invasion. The London-based monitoring group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported Thursday. Turkey began its offensive this week with the backing of the Free Syrian Army, FSA, launching airstrikes with the aim of wiping out the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, YPG/YPJ, from the border areas. As noted by the SOR, displacement continues from different parts of the eastern Euphrates region due to the Turkish military operation in the area, where the Syrian Observatory monitored the rise of the number of displaced to more than 60,000 civilians within less than 36 hours, for fear of the Turkish military operation, as Al-Darbasiya city and Ras Alan city are almost empty of its inhabitants. Turkish forces bombed areas around the villages of Zuhariya and Jamsharaf in the countryside of Al-Malikiya. Also, the SDF shot down a reconnaissance aircraft in the skies of Kayser Deep in Malikiya countryside. According to the Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, an umbrella organization largely composed of YPG and YPJ units, the attacks have already cost the lives of 8 civilians, including an infant and a 10-year-old boy. The governor of Duhok, Iraqi Kurdistan, told BOS News on Thursday that the Kurdistan Regional Government, KRG, is currently drawing up plans to take in thousands of Syrian Kurds in need of refuge. The KRG, an official autonomous community within Iraq, has long struggled to maintain friendly ties to the YPG and has diplomatic relations with Turkey. It has repeatedly asked the Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, a Marxist terrorist group that Turkey insists has ties to the YPG, to vacate Iraqi Kurdistan. In a bid to draw support, Syrian Kurdish officials hinted earlier this at possible dialogue with the Assad regime, with Badrian Ciakır, a senior advisor to the Autonomous Administration of North and South Syria, NES, telling Reuters that officials were now forced to study all available options. "We may hold talks with Damascus or the Russian side to fill the void or block the Turkish attack. So this may develop and there could be meetings and contacts in case of a vacuum," he explained. Syria condemns in strongest terms the reckless statements and hostile intentions of the Turkish regime and the military buildup at the Syrian borders, which constitute an outrageous violation of the international law and a blatant breach of the International Security Council's resolutions which affirm respecting Syria's sovereignty and territorial integrity, the Syrian Foreign Ministry said in a statement via state media. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.